Hey, fellas, we're gonna do a show. Hey, we're doing a show. That was a lot of liquor. What are you doing?
Hello.
We were looking at a guy standing on a bunch of 5 gallon buckets.
About and he was seven about of to them. Fall.
And I said, "That'd be Monty right there."
So you were just looking for someone else.
Oh, as you tumble down the stairs.
I know.
Go ahead. Make
it was
fun
a joke.
Of me.
It was Monty.
I think it was more like Monty would be the one brave enough / dumb enough to try.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Or climb on top of the building and stack cereal up.
You're not. Yeah. You are you over the ladder thing now that you had a ladder collapse from underneath you?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean over it? I mean I'm going to be more careful the next time.
More careful. But you'll still use a ladder?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I'm not. I mean, it was an accident.
Warren, will you still use stairs?
I don't know. I think I'll back down them.
Okay. Well, I don't know. On your bottom.
Try the sideways thing that I do on those stairs.
Yeah, could try that.
Do it like a little kid where they get on their tushy and they just scoot down the stairs.
Well, I was going to say that. Or a little like a plastic toboggan.
Hey, I got an idea.
That's a great
idea. Why don't you just stand at the top?
Yeah.
Go down two steps and then I'll meet you at the top.
Yeah, I bet you will.
I bet. Yeah.
I'll get you down those steps in a hurry.
Yeah, I bet you will.
A little heads up. Steve, by the way, you guys should thank Steve. He spent his very own hard-earned money on getting this app. It's a paid-for app.
Really?
Thank you, Steve. Oh,
yes, thank you, Steve.
A paid-for card deck?
No, the whole app cost. It's a charge for the app.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, because we don't want ads popping up in the middle of games and stuff. So
he
paid $1.99.
Oh, Steve.
Here you go, Steve. Smokes.
Yeah,
I'm going to pitch in a little.
And eight cents tax.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah. I think I got a few quarters.
I got 50 cents.
Keep kicking in there. Put it in the. Thank you.
Oh, there's a penny.
51. Thanks, guys. 70.
This is very
generous.
You got
76 cents there, buddy.
Oh, 76 cents?
76 cents.
Oh, wait. I got another one here.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, there's another
here,
one.
Look at there. I got a 50.
Change for 100.
You got $1 there.
You got $1. See?
$1. See there?
Only cost you $1.07 then.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I found this on the floor. I found a penny on the floor.
Hey, all right.
$1.02.
All right, $1.02.
Too generous.
It's like teamwork makes the dream work. All right, Steve, are you ready?
We'll leave it there for another.
All right.
Yeah,
actually, that microphone works, Steve. You can always grab that.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Hi, Steve.
Look at that.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you.
Oh, very professional. What category?
We're gonna play.
What category are we doing?
Accents and impressions. How do you feel about that?
This is going to be horrendous. I love it.
I can tell.
That
already.
Actually might be kind of fun. I don't know.
Do you?
You always sound like an accent.
That scared me, Bruce, when you said you always sound like an accent.
I know.
I didn't know where we were going, and
I didn't either.
Immediately put my finger on the dump button.
That's it.
Accents.
Yeah. Do you want to do an all player? Or do you want to do teams? What are you feeling, guys?
Yeah, I think teams are fine.
Teams, okay. All right, let's do it. So, Warren, let's go first this time.
Okay.
You want to be the guy who has to guess the accent, or you want to give the accent?
Oh,
I want you to say it and me to guess it.
Okay, he gets the phone then.
Oh, okay.
All right. Accents and what is it?
Accents and impressions.
Oh, okay, this could be it.
I cannot wait. I'm excited. Get ready.
Oui.
Uno, dos, tres.
You're counting the wrong
Transylvania.
Way.
Hey, man. How you doing, man?
Jamaica.
Yes, correct.
Up.
One in a row. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you.
Elvis Presley.
That's correct. You can put her down now. Thank you.
It's your favorite.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
You're trying to be a boxer. Yeah. Keep it down. Keep going. You're an idiot.
Oh.
Roro.
Snoop Dogg. No, not Snoop Dogg. I know that one, but I can't think of it.
Right. I don't think that might be right. Pass. Yeah, thank you. No, we're passing. not doing that. Hey, you know what I'm talking about here?
Sylvester Stallone.
No, I'm from
New York.
I'm a particular borough. You know
New
what
York,
I mean?
Yeah.
What's a borough?
You know what I'm talking about? New York. It's not
Queens, you know.
It's a county.
Pass.
Oh, piffle.
Brooklyn.
Did I do the wrong way there?
You did, yeah.
It's clicking.
Seriously.
I don't know this one. My regular voice.
American.
Yes, but from what section of the country?
United States.
Midwestern.
Midwestern.
Yeah, I was going to do the Fargo
thing.
You want
casserole
over.
Then.
Yeah,
casserole.
Get you a casserole, dear.
We
got like three or four, I think, in there somewhere.
Bruce is like, I'm holding this thing up. Because Bruce would be like, old guy.
You did good, goodness. As me that didn't do good.
I think you're fine. Brooklyn was hard to get. It was difficult.
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first
person.
Is Brooklyn a borough? Is Brooklyn technically
a
borough? Okay, yeah. I started second guessing.
I suppose you were there when you were traveling.
Here we go, Brewster.
I don't know.
All right, Bruce has got it on his head, and Monty's going to be giving the clues. Bruce will be guessing. I cannot wait for this. Tres, dos, uno.
Oh, pass.
No.
He just passed on Sarah Palin, which was a good choice.
Used to be the governor of Alaska.
Pass.
Yeah, Greek. He passed on Greek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Greek to me.
Hey!
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 I don't even.
Don't,
Jake, can
don't
you do
tickle
it?
Me. That's
no,
good.
There.
Don't tickle me. I'll laugh. I'm a Christmas present from years ago.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Yes.
Hey!
Thanks to that's correct. Yes, sir.
Yo, dude, let's hit the waves.
Yeah.
Well.
Bro. Riding the board.
We're going to get on the board and go riding the waves, bro.
We're so there. Thank you, Jay.
What do you think I am? What do you call me? What am I? What kind of guy am I, bro?
Surfer guy.
Yeah,
that's close enough.
Hey, surfer.
Really?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Pass. Ned Flanders.
That was a Johnny Carson thing, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I don't even.
How did you do that?
Well, there was a couple in there, Bruce. You ended up getting Surfer Dude, which
was
kinda...
because of you, Jay.
And the Tickle Me Elmo one.
Yeah.
All right, let's try a different card real quick, Steve. We got it. Yeah. Why not? Hey, there's an old saying: if you kick a dead horse often enough, its eye will pop out and it's suddenly funny.
Yeah, but you can't make him
really
drink.
Bad at this game.
Do we want to do blockbuster movies?
Sure.
Monty seems very excited about her.
Monty, you guys can go first. Bruce, you want to guess some or give him?
Well, I'd probably have to guess. You go ahead.
Yeah, I think that might be right. Yeah.
Whatever. You're going to hold the
You hold the phone again,
I
Bruce.
I just held it.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Oh, I'm good at holding.
Yeah, you're good at holding the phone.
You're good at holding. Okay.
He's got the pose there. He's already posed.
He's
for
got it great. Yeah. And up it goes. Yeah.
All right.
All right, get ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Three, two.
I love the music.
One. Pass.
He's just not into you. Was the movie?
No, oh, geez.
Really? Pass.
It's a animated movie about with a girl with long hair like Rapunzel.
Big monkey. What's the big monkey?
Godzilla.
No, big monkey.
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 King.
King Kong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and where it was a special place that this movie happened. It was a very
New York.
Bruce,
what's small little place in the ocean?
Bruce, what's this thing? What do you call this thing?
Your head.
Yeah, what's the bones all called?
Cranium.
What's the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing is why.
Skull.
Skull
Island.
Close enough.
Yay!
Spicoli, movie from the 80s.
Yes.
he
already passed. He passed that pass.
Pass, funny girl.
You look in it and you see your reflection.
Yes, and it
mirror.
Tells you the truth.
And what's the other one?
Oh.
There's two of them. They're the same thing. Mirror, mirror. Close enough, you got 1.5.
Yeah.
One and a half. Oh, Bruce, those were hilarious. You got Skull Island, though. That was impressive.
Yeah, really. We worked very hard for that one.
We did, yeah. It took a group effort.
Yes.
But, Warren, you want to know which way? I'll describe them.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do very well at it. No. I'm not great at movies because I don't.
You got to watch them.
Watch movies.
I've never heard of half of those.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretend they're books.
I read a lot of books, guys. I've read one in my lifetime. Okay, we're going to go the long way. Not nice, but.
Naughty.
Not nice, but.
Bad. not nice, but not nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't think in the Christmas sense. If I'm not.
Oh, naughty.
No, you said that.
I did? Yeah. I did?
Pass. Mean Girls. It's fine. It was a 007 movie.
Dun,
and
dun.
Not silver, but...
Bronze. Metal. Silver.
What's the most...
Bronze.
Precious finger. Metal.
Above silver.
Gold. Gold.
Yeah, and then,
gold finger.
Well, gold...
Gold nine.
There it is. He got
nigh.
It.
Yes.
We
got one. Yes, good. We're good. And no chance.
No chance.
Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire. No. Axel Foley was the lead character in this.
It's Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you
had a goal, Warren. Tip it down a little more. We'll try one more. Okay, this was when Bruce was born.
And it's very cold.
1800s.
Ice Age.
Ice Age.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Warren, love to put you on the spot.
Yeah,
who are your two best friends?
Well, Bruce is one of them.
Well, he said right here, that's a pretty good choice.
At least one.
I mean, for a long time, it was you always said he was your best friend, and I feel like he is.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
But then you started getting a little too chummy with some of these coffee guys.
Yeah. I've noticed.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, fellas, guess what time it is?
It's story time.
Thank God, no.
It's
poll time.
Poll time.
Poll time.
Poll time.
Poll time.
Good night.
I'll say.
My goodness gracious.
Well, story time comes first, and then it's nighttime.
Daytime?
I think I put this on the poll the Friday before Warren fell down the stairs, and it was... Costco members only, have you ever had a Costco dog? And there's 31% of people said no.
Golly sakes.
Wow. That's saying something. Well,
they're so good, the good people think they're good.
And you told me to leave.
I know.
But I came back.
Yeah. Do you leave the house at the same time as your family members? Somebody we were talking to said, yeah, my husband was trying to leave the house, and he's always trying to find his keys and everything. And, you know, and like, well, you leave at the same time? Yeah, we leave at the same time every day. I thought, ooh, that seems rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say
Lori
so.
And I never did.
Never. Mm-hmm. Bruce?
Oh, no.
No. Mm-hmm. Monty, no.
Uh-uh.
No, right? So it's like ever, probably.
But she didn't leave.
Yeah, right. That's right. She works from home. So, yes. Of course not. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Steve?
How do you want me to answer that?
She doesn't leave.
Just the way you did.
Yeah, that was good enough.
93% said no.
Wow.
So when I said that seems unusual, I was right.
You were correct.
One in a row.
Poll time.
Do you wish the rain we're getting was snow, Bruce?
No, sir.
No.
Negative. No.
Not for Warren.
Not yet.
No chance.
Nobody here plays in the snow. It's all just work for you.
Yes.
So that's a solid no across the board.
Yeah.
It's weird because people always go, oh, you know, I feel like it's 50-50. And in our poll. It's exactly 50-50.
Wow.
Is it really?
Yeah. People like snow. They live in a snowy community. They're like, you know.
Until they don't.
Yeah.
Then it becomes,
again, if you play in it, it's great.
Yeah.
If you don't play in it, it's a chore.
No, I mean, people like it to a point, and then they're like, okay,
yeah, check again in February is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, Warren?
Nothing.
I mean, you started to do an impression. You were concentrating very hard.
I could see
it on your face. Either that or you got to go to the restroom. I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, a little bit of both, but
he's already said that.
He was like, I'm going to do it. Walter Brennan.
Yeah, and I do remember what I was going to say.
I was going to say something really funny, and then I went, oh, gosh darn it. I lost my mind. I can't remember a doggone thing.
Brooklyn accent.
Where are my keys? Oh, man, that was great.
Queen. Whole time.
So many times I wish we were television and a close-up of your face would have been the perfect time.
Well, I've just had a senior moment. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh,
man. Is it naughty?
Himalayas.
Man, that last game where you blurted out naughty a second time after not realizing you did it the first time.
Man.
I love you, man.
Goldfish.
Yeah, it happens. How many days in the year do you have stuffing? The choices are 1 to 3, 4 to 6, or 7 or more.
Well, I'd say 1 to 3. That's pushing it.
Yeah. So maybe just 1 is what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Just a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think we're going
to. Not on Christmas, though?
It depends on where we go and who's cooking.
Oh, okay. I guess, fair. Yeah, that makes sense. Bruce, stuffing?
Yeah, 1 to 3.
1 to 3, yeah.
Monty? I'm a 1 to 3.
Yeah. Do you wish you had more, though?
Yeah, I love stuffing.
It's
funny. I just thought of something. Has anybody ever ordered stuffing with their meal or is it even offered at restaurants?
My mom and sister always do, and I don't remember where it is. It's in Minnesota somewhere, but they have a place that they always get their Thanksgiving dinners from, and then they had a place when they lived in Arizona, and they do that. So I mean, they can, you know, it's catered basically.
I know, but like you go in and not get at a steak restaurant. And mashed potatoes. Can you substitute that for?
I bet you can.
Stuffing?
Probably not.
Only certain times of year, probably.
I feel bad for the stuffing people.
Right?
I do too.
I mean, what are they doing?
They work
the rest
hard
of
all year for
one
day.
Well, they certainly do.
Yeah.
Are there Cracker Barrels around here?
Oh yes, Coeur d'Alene.
Okay, I think they do that at Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always forget about that, Warren.
Yeah.
I might be wrong about that, but...
I don't think you are.
I wonder if they use cracker in their stuffing.
That's a good question.
According to the poll, 6% said 7 or more. Well done. 4 to 6 was 12%. 81%. 1 to 3 times per year.
Whole time.
You guys are just normal. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'm interested to this. Will you watch football on Thanksgiving, Warren?
No.
Will you watch basketball?
If it's on, you bet.
Okay. Yeah. College basketball, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bruce, will you watch football on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll probably watch one game.
Yeah, no particular one. Just depends on the timing of the nap.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. I mean, yes,
the nap. That is correct.
I mean, you know, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Monty football?
Probably not, no.
No football. Wow. Steve?
Oh, yeah, I'll watch some football.
We'll probably watch all the games, I would imagine. Do you have them on in the background?
We might. Yeah, we usually do have it on in the background.
Do you have, like, parades in the morning and then football after that?
Yeah. I mean, usually now I'm getting up early, so I'll probably get up for the parades. Normally, in the past, I'd, like, sleep through it.
Sure, of course. Yeah,
I'd watch it.
Warren, are you guys going to watch parades?
Probably not.
Not
we used to when the kids were little.
Yeah.
Probably, I'm not too interested anymore.
I mean, once you've seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feel like it's kind of the same after a while. Oh, look, there's Goofy again.
Yeah.
I'm not a parade guy.
No parades. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Monty, parades?
No.
Thank you. There's your polls. You can follow along on our X or Twitter if you prefer.
Twitter.
Twitter. Say it again, Warren. It's fun.
Twitter.
Thank you, Warren. Big Warren. I've been meaning to.
Yo.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Who's going first?
Starting? I don't. What do you want to do, Brewster? How about age before beauty?
Kevin James.
So I can't do both.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday Crew's here. Guys, do you do an impression of any family members? Like, you're like, you know, my wife said the other day, and then you do an impression of your wife's voice. Or what are you smiling about, Warren?
Nothing.
What are you all smiley about over there, buddy?
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to know, Jay?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't mean to get you in trouble. I was just wondering if you did an impression.
No.
Warren?
Yeah.
Warren?
Did you hear when Nate Smith was doing it? We interviewed Nate Smith, and he was doing an impression of his mom, because his mom, he had a concert at North Idaho State Fair. His mom bought tickets. For his concert.
Okay.
Because she said she didn't know that she could get free ones. And so he's like making fun of her.
I didn't know if I could get him, Nate.
So he was making fun of her voice, like, I didn't know if I could get him, Nate.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So apparently his mom sounds like Cartman, but do you do an impression of your wife, Monty?
Negative.
At least not on the radio.
No, I never thought to do. You know
like
I mean?
My wife said, I can't believe you did that. You don't do that?
No.
What about mom, dad?
Sibling of
honestly,
any kind?
No, not of
siblings. You got a lot of siblings.
Not of siblings.
Oh, though. My sister said, oh, I don't know, you could do that over there, baby. Nothing?
Honestly, no.
Oh, here
I didn't know if I could get him, Nate.
not of siblings. I mean,
Bruce?
Oh, do
Bruce doesn't really do impressions.
Foreign accents. Well, yeah, he does. He goes, what?
Not of the family members.
No.
Is
that an impression of a confused elderly gentleman?
No, that's just Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
I wear my hat like my dad once in a while.
Yes, he does.
Oh,
he does
do that. Do you tip it back?
Well, off to the side.
Sideways.
Oh, sideways?
His dad just did that. I don't know why, but just, yeah.
I think because it's it gets hot. And well, I think sometimes
My dad did the same with the hat.
But doesn't it crack it in so you get a little bit of circulation in there?
I don't know. I used to always grab it, put it on forward, and he'd get so mad.
Really? Like a normal baseball hat, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And he just... Was it literally on sideways, or was it tipped a little bit, Bruce? What did it look like?
It was just tipped a little.
Yeah,
tipped
that way. Like that. Yeah. That way, I think, is because of it's cooler.
Yeah, it could be.
You feel a little air in there.
Yeah. I guess you do.
Yeah. Huh. I think that was what that was. Monty, he's locking it on sideways. I don't know what that
was. It was just dead serious.
That's hilarious.
Well, he was a mechanic, too, so there's that.
Yeah, probably kept hitting stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you're reaching in there, you probably knock it in against something, and then you just leave it.
He had those hats that just stuck on, and they were like...
Like the big foam ones?
No. Not a baseball-style cap, but more like
a pirate.
In-N-Out Burger hats. Like those kind of
mechanic.
Like they're called a mechanic.
Like a welder hat or a mechanic's hat.
A mechanic's hat.
Wait, yeah. I don't know. I think I know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up.
Draw a picture.
Oh.
Yeah, draw a picture.
Yeah.
But it was almost a skull cap type thing.
Yeah.
And they folded up into a flat.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just
I remember them.
Huh. I don't think I've ever seen that. And it's what your dad would wear, but that's when he would lock on sideways.
Right. And it was mainly, it was just to keep the grease out of your hair.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
And I think welders used them sometimes.
Yeah, the under welding helmets and stuff.
I didn't know if I could get him, Nate.
So no impressions from any of you guys.
I am the refund, really, no. Mom. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even an impression as much as you're just doing the voice because they're, you know, they're asking or saying something that might be silly or dumb or whatever, and then you use your dumb voice.
Yeah, me and my brother-in-law will get into it with an accent, which I can't repeat.
With each other?
Yeah, just like...
Any particular accent or just whatever pops out?
No, it's not more of an accent. I'm not going to just do it right now.
Okay.
Seems smart.
Do you do anything? Like, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, my brother called and be like, oh, I didn't know Mom was going to do that. You know?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Okay. It's more what I'm actually saying as opposed to what he sounds like.
Yeah, right.
If he's saying something dumb, I'll go, what the? I didn't know Mom was going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year. I'm like, of course she was. Why would you go over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To check on her.
Kind of Sylvester Stallone-ish?
No, more of like just a buffoon.
Thank you.
Buffoon. Buffoon.
Oh,
buffoon.
Today's word is buffoon.
I like it.
I love that. Well, see how many times I can use that today.
I guess it was a lot more cartoony than,
I'm literally writing it down because I'm just going to say multiple times.
Is that
today.
With an F or a PH?
I have it as an F.
Yeah.
B-A-F-O-O-N.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
I think that is. Yeah, that's right.
Here we go. Hold on a second. Siri, how do you spell buffoon?
When you said that, my phone lit up.
B-U-F-F.
B-U-F buffoon.
Yeah, B-U-F-F-O-O-N.
Oh, two. Oh, yeah, that
two
makes
F's,
sense.
Two O's. Yeah,
there you go. I mean. Quit being such a buffoon.
God, that's a good word.
I love it.
Today's word is buffoon. Please use it in a sentence, Warren.
Quit flying up in the air like a balloon. Okay, I know. I was trying to be.
Are you able to hit him from where you are?
I can't. I'll reach out.
I was trying to be funny. Didn't work, did it?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Warren, just out of curiosity, when people answer your questions, do you listen to the answer or are you busy making up a funny joke?
It depends.
Kevin James.
Have you ever heard the phrase a filter? From your brain to your mouth.
I used to say that to my youngest daughter.
Really?
Yes.
You don't know where she got that from, do you?
No.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, guys, are you ready for some final thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, Warren, do you still do your words? I don't even know because, you know, Kevin's been on and off. We haven't had him.
You
had some of them.
Yeah. But not really. I was just something to do.
You get a little distracted sometimes instead of remembering the words.
Sometimes I do.
And then you look down and you see the list and go, oh, I should put some words down.
Yeah.
And how many did you usually get? What was the normal, like 100?
Looks like he's
80?
He's got like 40 out there.
Oh, that's pretty good. Jeez.
But it's just a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter, really.
Well, that's kind of the show. Hate to break it to you. That's the way it's always been.
Like when you said beat the show, I put down B-E-E-T and B-E-A-T.
Final thoughts.
All right. It matters.
Thank you, Steve. Steve's so positive. It matters.
Yeah.
All right, Warren, you can kick us off.
I'm looking forward to this weekend because I'm getting closer to get all my stuff done at home.
That's nice. Projects. Finish them up. Finish up some of those projects.
I want to get them done.
Stop doing the Trump dance.
Sorry. You got it going. It's so popular.
I know.
So I was wondering, did you hear about these two turbine fans that were out in the field?
No.
One turns to the other one and he says, what kind of music do you listen to? And then the other turbine fan turned to him and he says, I like heavy metal. No, dang it, I screwed it up.
That's okay.
Okay, three.
Aren't they turbine fans?
Turbine. Yeah. Oh, I wrote turbine.
Turbine. I like turbine fans better. I think
they're.
I'm a huge metal fan.
I get it. I'm a huge metal fan. I see what we did.
It's technically carbon fiber, but whatever.
All right.
I'm a huge carbon fiber fan.
It doesn't matter, Monty. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Now let's all screw up the joke then.
Darn it. Box.
I mean, you know, here's the deal. There's always next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
You don't even have to wait that long to come up with another great joke.
Yeah. Not at all.
Be a little more prepared next week.
Bruce. You know what?
No, what? Yeah, tell me.
Pre-read the joke.
Well, I could. Wait, I'll do it next Friday. Wednesday.
Go ahead and give it to me. I'm ready.
What do you call a pumpkin that works at the beach? A life gourd.
Yeah,
it was better than the Alexa joke earlier.
Hold on.
I'm calling Warner Uber.
I hear something.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to get to it, Monty. Oh, man. Oh, where'd it go? Wow.
Well, no, I feel bad now.
Yeah, it's kind of
lost
important.
In space.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
A life cord.
That's what happens when Warren tells a joke. Jiminy.
Cricket.
Cricket.
Final thoughts.
All right, Brewster.
I'm kind of like Warren. I'm getting a bunch of stuff done for winter. Been working on a snowplow. That's
oh, boy.
Well, you got a cat now at home that you can.
Yeah.
That
well,
fired up.
If I push the snow straight ahead, I'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
You push a lot of snow.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, can. Do
into
that.
The neighbor's yard.
Yes.
You guys clear snow different than a lot of us city folk. You guys
yes,
have,
we do.
You guys have real stuff to clear.
Well, yeah. We yeah. have long driveways.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You have all, yours is all gravel, Bruce?
Yes.
So how do you do that so you don't scraping up your gravel? You just, do you have a, what is that, a guard on the bottom or something?
No, I wait till it freezes up real good.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't know. Now I know. I don't wait till it freezes up real good on my driveway.
No.
Yeah, my wife's a little against that.
Yeah, well, I suppose. Yeah,
imagine that.
You land on your keister.
That's like 20 by 20. Hmm. I mean, that's like 30 seconds for us.
Hmm.
Wow.
Huh?
Do you got a snow blower?
I don't. No, I just shovel.
Oh, those are fun.
I've been saying for years that I was going to get one, Bruce.
Mm.
That and a truck for about a decade. So one of these days, though.
Yeah.
One of these days.
What should I get? Climb that mountain.
What kind of should I get? A
two-stage.
Two-stage?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
24-inch.
24. Ah.
Yeah, 24.
For that little stuff.
Heated handles on those, Bruce?
I don't
don't need them. Not for your
driving. Yeah, headlight.
Sissy. Well, I got a headlight. Yeah.
Oh, headlight.
Anyway, Steve. Since you care nothing about this,
final thoughts.
Steve doesn't have to do snow removal, guys. He
lives in an apartment.
It's not required.
Oh, that's right.
What do you got for a final thought, Steve?
Oh, to me.
Yeah, well, I changed order, so I like to go in order.
Okay, well, thanks for the cake, Warren. Thanks for the donuts, Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Good point, Steve. Good point.
Ellis, thanks for coming in.
Happy birthday to Jay.
Yeah, you guys have a great Thanksgiving because I won't be seeing you.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You too.
Oh,
enjoy your week's vacation.
That got sad all of a sudden.
I know,
it
did.
That was weird.
Man.
I forgot about that.
I see you're over it, Jay.
No, yeah. It made me sad. I like Steve, and I just realized that this is the last time you guys will see him for years.
Wow.
Ooh, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Not years. Also, I do want to mention this because I saw this when I was looking up news stories, and I thought it was kind of funny. So apparently Ken Burns has a new documentary about Leonardo da Vinci, right?
Okay.
It covers his life as a painter. At 572 years old, he's Jake Paul's next opponent.
Hey-o!
I thought that was kind of funny.
It is funny. It is.
I didn't mind it.
Monty didn't even smile.
Thoughts.
Did you smile on the inside, Monty?
I was laughing. Okay.
Where are the crickets? Do I have the crickets?
Crickets
too.
Left for the day.
Okay. Well, good.
They're along with the drummer. Monty.
Huh? What? Yeah. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just planning on a whole bunch of buffoonery today.
And
crickets.
Thoughts.
Well, I do have one more.
I'm ready.
Okay. Have a great time, Steve, with your family.
Oh, thank you.
That was
yeah, really.
Yeah. That was very nice. Thank you.
My final thought would be, do you know why wind turbines are so popular, Warren?
Oh, why?
They have huge fan bases.
That's actually pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Do you know
good.
Why wind turbines are so popular, Warren?
Why? Because they have
huge fan bases.
Hey, have you ever heard why?
Here it goes.
Huge.
Okay. Hello.
When in doubt, just keep going.
When huge. Have you ever heard that huge fan bases?
Try it. Go ahead.
Or like a wind turbine.
what is happening right now?
Why? That was funny. I don't care who you are. Monty's laughing on the inside again.
I'm just trying to absorb it all.
What do wind turbines and rock stars have in common?
I don't know.
Huge metal fans.
Oh!
Come on. I walked you right to it. I thought you'd have the answer.
Well, I should have.
The buffoonery is at present.
Yeah.
It's rolling rampant.
Remember. Happy trails.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, guys, that's the show. Got to go. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having,
thanks for having us. Happy birthday late.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the cake today and the donuts, Brewster. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. You guys back on Wednesday, looks like, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have a little Thanksgiving show.
Same time, same place?
Yeah. Let's do that, okay?
All right.
Yep. And then I know you guys will be sad because you won't see Steve for...
Gosh darn it.
Well, next week you won't see him. And then the following week, you'll see it, right? You'll be back for that one, right?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Did you want me to pick up some pepperoni then?
Yes, pepperoni would be great for the... Because we're not doing turkey, we're doing pepperoni.
I got big bags of it.
Pepperoni? Oh, well, you're supposed to bring it out of your freezer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, then bring the pepperoni then. I'll grab some bread.
What a traditional Thanksgiving. The Pilgrims would be proud.
Have some crackers and cheese. And-
yeah.
I'll see you in a couple weeks.
We are so glad you came.
I don't blame you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.